Okay, so we learned in Mishnah Ayin Tes Amid Aleph. We were discussing Bechlal Kinyonim Metaltalim, that the original two Kinyonim are Metaltalim, Achotzer and Yad. So better. The original Kinyon is Yad. Benosam Biyoda by Get, Mehimotzi Simotzi Biyoda Hagneva by Agana. And then we darshan, the Torah Shabbat Peh darshan, Simotzi Simotzi Mikomakom, even Chotzer, Benosam Biyoda, Benosam Mikomakom, even Chotzer. The Chotzer is also good. Chotzer is also good. That's why Alpi Pashtus Yad, the dinas chatzir shalodim kanalo shaloi midaita. So the Tzayisachoshin raises the question. That's the Gemara in Bava Metzia on Daf Kuf Beis. Chatzir is kind of shaloi midaita, unless it's bal korchoi. Let's say there's something falls into my chatz. I don't want to be kind. Chometz falls into my house on Pesach, and I don't want to be kind with a kinyu chatz. I don't want to violate by Rabbi Matzah. So Tzayis writes in Cheskes Abad, and chatzir is not kind of bal korchoi. That halacha chutz is kind of shalom idaita. That's the question. Is that a din min haTorah mid rabbanon? There's a day in the Shitim Kubetzes in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Beis where the Gemara formulates this rule. Shitim Kubetzes throws out an expression that it's only mid rabbanon. But the pashtus is we assume not like that Shitim Kubetzes. We assume chatzir shalom kana lo shalom idaita is a real din deraisa. Why should they make a takon of the rabbanon if the din is not min haTorah like that? So the Tzayis HaChoshen raises the question, what would you say regarding Yad? Is Yad Koine Shaloi Midaito or not? So the Pashtus is that Chotzer is an offshoot of Yad. Chotzer is a branch of Yad. If Yad is not Koine Shaloi Midaito, how can Chotzer be Koine Shaloi Midaito? The Pashtus is that they're exactly the same. So the Tzayis HaChoshen points out that there is a Machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, in Perek Eilu Naris, in the third Perek in Ksubis, what's the nature of the Kinyan of Yad? Rashi's opinion is that Yad doesn't exist. Yad is Hagboah, and Hagboah, Rashi's sheet is that you always need three Tvachim. Alas Yezechem and Ahefke, we had a Taisus and Chof Tes on the base in Bava Metzia, where Taisus said that even according to Rashi, who writes that Hagboah normally needs Gimel Tvachim, because if you pick it up less than Gimel Tvachim, it's Lavud, it's considered as if it's still sitting on the ground. So Rashi says, normally you need Hagboah, Gimel Tvachim. That's only if you want to be Koine about Hagboah from somebody else. He wants to sell it to me, he wants to give it to me as a gift. But if I'm picking up a Dobshal Hefker in the street, then Rashi would also agree that it's sufficient with one Tefah. We explained that Rashi and Tosfos, and Tosfos disagrees with the whole Rashi. Tosfos says, Lavud is a din of mechitzas. What has got to do over here? What do you mean? If I pick up a piece of paper like this, it's considered as if I didn't pick it up. It's considered as if it's still on the table. What kind of a silly thing is that? Lavud does mean it's considered as if it's in a different location. No, but it's a din of mechitzas, that if you have mechitzas within three tochim to each other, lavud is kesasim dovid. It's not considered a mechitza tluya if the mechitza does it. The schach is within three tochim to each other, so everything is mitzarf yachad. The Gemara says that the shiur and chatzitz and mechitza and halacha l'moshe misina, that there's something in mechitzas that's halacha l'moshe misina. What aspect of mechitzas is halacha l'moshe misina? I said the Gemara in Sukkah, in the first Sukkah, has a machlekes. At the first sukkah, the Abdallah on the base. The Mar has a machlekes whether the requirement for 10 tefachim tall is halacha l'moshe misinai, or no, you can figure it out on your own. So the Gemara says, well, if you can figure it out on your own, and you don't need halacha l'moshe misinai, so what is the halacha l'moshe misinai for? The Gemara does have a tradition that shiur and chatzitzin and mechitzin is halacha l'moshe misinai. So what aspect of mechitzin is halacha l'moshe misinai? Mean that you need a mechitzin to make a rishus hayachad is halacha l'moshe misinai? Nah, that's not. So, and if that I know, and that has to be 10 tefachim tall, one tana holds that. That's not that from psukim. You don't need halach al moshim sinai for that. So the Gemara says, La nitzrucha elo, what do you need the halach al moshim sinai by mechitzis? The good, what does the Gemara say? The good, doifen akuma, and to lavud. The good, lavud, the doifen akuma. So you see from the Gemara, Tosfos says, you see from the Gemara, that lavud is a din in mechitzis. It's not a din in kol haTorah kula. So that's what Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos on Chof Tesam and Beis and Bava Kamma disagrees with Rashi. Same thing in the first parak in Kedushin. The Gemara says one time is of the opinion that in order to be kind an elephant, you have to do Hagboah. So Rashi says you have to Hagboah Gimel Tvoch. And the Gemara says, well, how are you going to pick up the elephant? It's physically impossible. So Rashi and Tosfos there have the machlek. The Gemara talks about how you're going to pick up the elephant. So Rashi and Tosfos there have the machlek. Is how high do you have to elevate the elephant? Is it enough if you get the elephant to get up one tefach, or do you have to get the elephant to be picked up three tefachim? So Rashi Shita is three tefachim, otherwise it's lavud. And Tosfos says lavud has no shaychus over here. Lavud is only a din of mechitzas. Let's say you have to, when you say Kiddush, a Koshal Bracha, you have to pick up. How high do you have to pick it up? A Tefach. The din is you have to pick it up a Tefach. You don't have to pick it up to be Tefachim. That's a Gemara. Well, let's say, how high do you have to pick up a Lulav and an Esrig? Do you have to pick up a Lulav and an Esrig? Let's say the Esrig is laying on the table. I'll hold the Esrig like this and hold the Lulav like this. That's good enough, but you have to pick it up. So the Pashto says you have to pick it up. The Kicha. So how high? One tefach is enough. The kicha is enough. One tefach. You don't need three tefach. Not like Rashi. It's a difficult Rashi. So the Tzai Sacheshim points out that there is a machlek is Rashi and Tesis. In the beginning of Perek Elanaris, Rashi's opinion happens to be that Hakbor needs gimel tefach. In some rare cases, it's enough with the tefach. If he's zeichem and a hefka, fine. So Rashi writes that Yad is only kaina if he picked it up gimel tefach. Because Rashi holds Yad doesn't exist as a Kenyan. Yad is another way of saying Kenyan Hakbor. And Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos Shita is that in order to be Kenyan Hakbor, you don't need Gimel Tefach, you need one Tefach. But Yad doesn't even need a Tefach. Yad, if you're holding it in your hand, that's the Kenyan Yad. That's the original Kenyan. So Yad, the Pashtus is like Tosfos. So that's what the Ksai says. What about Yad? Would Yad be Kenyan Shlomi Daita? So he says, according to Rashi, that Yad doesn't exist. Yad is simply another way of saying a kinyan. It's another word for kinyan hagbor. Hagbor needs kavan as kinyan. Hagbor is not going to believe kavan. That's the Ferishi Gemara is like that. Shaina Kane, according to Tosfos, that the Yad is a separate kinyan. Hagbor is a separate kinyan. And Chotzer is an offshoot of Yad. The original kinyan of Chumash is Yad. Chotzer is a branch of Yad. So if Chotzer is kind of Shlomi Daito, so Yad is also kind of Shlomi Daito. It's the same kinyan. So that's what we usually assume. The original Kenyan is Kenyan Yad. That's Mufurish and Pasuk. Two Psukim, one by the Get and one by the Gneva. And then we darshan through the Droshes of the Torah Shabbal Peh. The Chotzer is also a branch of Yad. And then we have the Kenyonim of Hagbor and Meshicha. Hagbor and Meshicha basically are one and the same Kenyan. It's a Hachnasa into what's considered his Rishus. Yad and Chotzer is Mamish Hachnasa into my Rishus. The Yad and the Chotzer is Mamish my Rishus. Hagbor Meshicha is a Hachnas into what's considered Al Pidin as if it were my Rishus. It's not literally my Rishus. I do a Hagbor Bishus Hanignav, Hagbor in the store. That's really his Rishus. But since I picked it up and it's not resting on the floor, on the countertop, so that's considered Hachnas into what's considered my Rishus. So that, how do I know that Hagbor Meshicha are one and the same Kenyan? Because the Gemara says in Bava Basra that if it's a light item that it's very easy to do Hagbor on, then Meshicha is not kaina. Meshicha is only kaina by Behemoth. If one Tana holds that you need Hagbor even by Behemagasa nicknames by Hagbor. So we pass on that, so it's too difficult to pick up a Behemagasa. But let's say it's a tape recorder, a light Dova Hamitalta that can easily be picked up, then you're not kaina by Meshicha, you're only kaina by Hagbor. So you see, so Tosfos has an expression. The mitzvah saying, are these things mitzvahs that you should do a mitzvah lechatchila hidden mitzvah to do it like that, and b'di'evad yoytze like this? That since it's easily possible to do a hagbor, so the halacha says you're not yoytze with mishich. What are you? Question of being yoytze zayin. So Tosfos says, what are you talking about? So now the answer is, it's not mitzvahs, and you should do the mitzvah behidura, unless it's too difficult, then shas hatchakir yevadam. We're not talking about mitzvahs, these are dinim. This is called Hakbor, is a better form, preferred form of Hachnasa into what's considered my Rishus. How do you know it's a better form? Because Hakbor is even kind of Rishus HaMoicher. Meshicha is not kind of Rishus HaMoicher. So Hakbor is mamish is considered more Hachnasa into my Rishus. The best Hachnasa of Rishus is Yad and Chotzer. And second best is Hakbor and Meshicha. And Hakbor is better than Meshicha. So whenever it's a light item, you can easily do Hakbor, you're not kind of Meshicha. Whenever it's too difficult to do Hagbor, then the halacha says the Meshicha is also considered a form of Hachnasa Lirshusa. So these two, Hagbor and Meshicha, that's a machloikis Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Shlokish in Perek Hazov in Bava Metzia, whether these are deraisa derabbanan. So Rabbi Yechonan's opinion is usually when there's a machloikis Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Shlokish, we Rabbi says in Perek Achleilitz in Yevamos, first daf in Perek Achleilitz, that we usually pass like Rabbi Yechonah, with only three exceptions to the rule, but we pass like Rish Lakish. So the Pashtus is, this is not one of the three exceptions to the rule. The Rabbi lists off which are the three. So the Pashtus is, and in this Machlekes, the din should be like Rabbi Yechonah. So what's the Machlekes of Rabbi Yechonah Rish Lakish in Perek HaZor? Rabbi Yechonah holds a Dvar Torah Mois Koinus. And the whole institution of Kinyan, Meshicha, and Hagbor is only Midirabban. And Rish Lakish disagrees and he says, no, Mashiachim before Reshes ben Atar. It's based on a pasuk in Chumash that Mashiach and Hagbah, Mashiach and Hagbah are the same kinyan. Hyphenated. Mashiach and Hagbah work ben Atar. Where is the Mashiachim before Reshes ben Atar? Where is the pasuk? So the pasuk is in the end of Chumash Be'yikra, Bechisim kermim kala misach al kano, miyad ha misach al tonu ish asachiv. So miyad means davar nikta miyad liyad, by giving it over, so you see that Mashiach is kainan. That's where Shlokish is marked. Mashiachim before Reshes ben Atar.
But Rabbi, doesn't he know the
Metilta? Mishchu Cholakhan? Mishchu also says that Mashiachim, that a behema daka is nicknamed by Mashiachim. Okay, that Tana sounds like he holds like Rish Lakish, that Mashiachim before Reshes ben Atar. Yeah.
But Russian daka, behema daka, not
called Nyan. Yeah, that Korban Pesach, Mishchu Cholakhan is by Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is only behema daka. Yeah. So it's no good. An eagle is no good. A calf is not acceptable for Korban Pesach. It has to be either a sheep or a goat. That's a behema daka. Behema gasa is a machlokes satanoi. Whether you still have to make a hagbah. Behema daka is a chiddush. That tana has a double chiddush. Mishchu kolachem mikansha. A lot of chiddushim there. Mikansha behema daka niknas b'mishicha. So first of all, the Tan is assuming that you need a Kenyan. What do you need Mashiach? How do you see that you need Mashiach? What do you need Mashiach for? What does it mean? Mishko Kholach and Mikan, Shebehem Adaka Nikkins Bim Mashiach. What do you need a Kenyan Mashiach? Let's say you have a Korban Pesach, and it's too much for you to eat the whole Korban Pesach. A lot of Kazasim. The Gemara says there was no Korban. The Gemara says one year they took a census of how many Jews were bringing Korban Pesach. It turned out to be over a million. Million and a half Jews, and the Gemara says, each Korban Pesach has between around 10 or 15 people, Mamuna on one Korban Pesach. So let's say you have a Korban Pesach, and you want to have another 14 people join with you. You feel there's enough for 15 people. So how do they become Mamuna? The din is Korban Pesach and a Nechel Ela Lemanuya. Special din, only a Korban Pesach, doesn't apply to any other Korban. You can only eat Korban Pesach if you're one of the Mamuna man. If you're not Mamuna, you're not allowed to eat it. How does one become a memunah? You make up in advance with the bala korban. You bought the korban, and you put up kasan. You're looking for 14 shutfim to participate with you in the korban pesach. So when you do the shechitas ha-korban, you have a list in your mind. You have it written down somewhere. You know who's who. That's memunah. Or in order to become a memunah, you have to make a kinyan. So that's Minchas Chinuch is the one who raises the issue, and he says that his talmidim pointed out to him that there's a contradiction between two Gemaras in the same Perek, in Perek Elisha, and Masechet Pesachim, whether in order to become a Munah on the Korban Pesach, you have to have a Kinyan, you have to own a share, a Kazayis of the Korban Pesach, or no. The Bala Korban, when he shechts the Korban, has in mind all the 15 partners who are going to eat the Korban Pesach. So the Rav Velvela Soloveitchik in the Sefer HaChumash points out, in this Mechilta, Mishchu Kchulachem Mikan, Shebeim Adaka Niknes B'Mishicha. So you see, first of all, that the Tana who wrote this Mechilta is of the opinion that in order to become a Memunah on the Korban Pesach, you have to make a Kinyan. If you don't make a Kinyan, you can't become a Memunah. Secondly, the Tana thinks that Mashiach works Menatar. He's darshaning a Pasach like that. And thirdly, not only does Mashiach work Menatar by a boat is physically impossible to pick up. Not only does it work on an elephant, which is very heavy, a behemah gasa, it even works on a behemah daka. Behemah daka is not that difficult to pick up. The Gemara says Mashiach doesn't work on a tape recorder. Mashiach doesn't work, you need dafka hakboh. Mashiach doesn't work on a box of Cheerios, because it's very easy to make a hakboh. Behemah daka is not that easy. So that's a machlekes in Mishnayos, in Kiddushin, whether behemah daka is nicknames by Mashiach or you need dafka hakboh. So this Tana and Mechilta has three chidushim in the one line. And he's assuming that Mashiach works Ben Atar. Mashiach works Ben Atar, and Behem Adaka is Niknas Ben Mashiach. The whole thing is Kula Chidush, yeah. So in Bava Metzia, this is a Machleg Zabiechen and Reish Lakish. Whether Mashiach and Hagbo work Ben Atar, it's only Takonet Rabban. How do we paskin? So normally we would paskin like Rabbi Yechanan against Reish Lakish. That's Rav's statement in the first Omer Aleph in Perek Achelitz in Yevamos. Rava says that they took a vote in the later generations, and the Ruba of the cases, Rabbi Yechanan wins against Rish Lakish. The consensus was like Rabbi Yechanan, with three exceptions to the rule, will we pass like Rish Lakish? This is not one of the three. Rashi claims that here we do paskan like Reish Lakish, that Meshichim before Reish is Benatar. Why? Because Rava there in Bab Metzia says, Kro umasnita misayaleh the Reish Lakish. There's a pasuk in Chumash and there's a Mishnah Me'ila that support Reish Lakish, that Meshichim works Benatar. Rabbi Natami Esan Rashi, how can it be? Rava says over here, Rava says in Yevamis Perak HaCholitz that we only paskan like Reish Lakish in three cases. And Rava says here in Perak HaZahav that Kroah Masnit the Messiah the Reish Lakish, it means to say we should pass like Reish Lakish. Why do they only say there are three exceptions to the rule in Perak HaCholitz? Should they say there are four? So what are you going to say that this one is not an exception to the rule because the Kroah Masnit the Messiah the Reish Lakish? The other three cases where we pass like Reish Lakish also, there are Mishnayis that support Reish Lakish. That's the reason why we pass like Reish Lakish. So why didn't Rava in Yevamis Perak HaCholitz, why didn't he say that there are four cases? Well, we pass like Reish Lakish. So the Rabbi Natam interprets the Gemara in Perak HaZom, and Rava made the statement, Kro Masnita, Nisai, Leila Reish Lakish, there's a Pasuk in Chumash, and there's a Mishnah that support Reish Lakish. He just adds on one word, the Rabbi Natam. He adds on the word, Lechoyre. Rava said a Shia. He wasn't saying a Psak HaLacha. He said, there's a Pasuk in Chumash that Lechoyre supports Reish Lakish, until you think about it, then you can be Matche. And there's a Mishnah Me'ila that seems to support Lechoyre. That seems to put lechayre Reish Lakish until you think about it, then you can be matche. The Gemara there in Bav Metzia gives you what the dicha is. The Rabbi Natam there in the Taisa said, Rava only meant to say that Kro Masnit the Messiah the Reish Lakish lechayre. At the superficial glance, it looks like it supports Reish Lakish. But bottom line, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. Yeah, how does it say in our Gemara? Our Gemara is beferish. Our Gemara has a loshen kederach here, four lines from the bottom of Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. Just like they made a takana de rabbanan, tiknu. Just like they make a takana de rabbanan, the mashiach is kind of balakuchas. It's not kind of menator. Not like Reish Lakish here. Rabbi Lazar is a good Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Lazar is going to say like his Rebbe. He's not going to say like his classmate. He's not going to say like Reish Lakish. So he's a good Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. So Omer Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar is an Amor of Emeritz Yisrael. He's a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. So he says, Kedach shetiknu mashiach balakuchas, etc. But his sentence starts off that Mashiach is kind of balakuch is a takana de rabbanon. It's not a diminator. That's what the Rabbi Natam says. That's what we assume. That's only midir rabbanon. Yeah. The shaila is what about mesira? The Gemara has another kenyan mesira. What is mesira? If I hand over the mosira, if I have an animal, I have a horse that has a reins, I hand over the reins to someone else. You don't pick up the animal. You don't make the animal move. There's no hakbod. There's no Mashiach. Just a mosir the mosira. I give over the reins to the other one, so that's also kind. So that's a big machlekes, the Rabbi Natam and the Rashbam and Tosfos and Baba Basra and Kiddushin, where the Mesira is also part of the series. The Rashbam holds that they're just like the Gemara says that that Hagbah and Mashiach are the same Kenyan. Whenever it's possible to do Hagbah, it's a very light object, and you're not going to be Mashiach, you require Dafka Hagbah. You're going to do Mashiach on a light object, that's not called. You don't consider that kilu, it's nichnas into my rishus. Hakbor is considered as if it was nichnas into my rishus. Mishicha not, because it's too easy to do. You could have easily done the hakbor. So the Rashbam holds that the same is true regarding Mesira. Kinya Mesira is part of the same series of three kinyonim, that it's only kaina in a situation where it's impossible to do Mishicha. How is it impossible to do Mishicha? The guy's in the middle of the rishus harabe. Mashiach b'shul siram is not kind. That was the Tosis Osho Hotziyo. Tosis quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Pei Dalet that Mashiach b'shul siram is not kind. Only b'simta b'tzidi b'shul siram. So if you're in the middle of the b'shul sirabim, so if it's a light tape recorder, so you pick it up and shut. Just pick it up like this and make agbar. So you can easily do agbar. But if it's a behemah and it's too difficult to pick up, and you're standing in the middle of the b'shul sirabim in the location where you are, you simply cannot make Mashiach. So the Rashbam holds that then Mesira is kainah. Mesira means you hand over the Mosira. And the Rabbi Natam argues that Chmitzus Sein Shemavat Lazuzu Shein Lasa Zer Lachatchila. Rabbi Natam knows that Mashiach and Hakbor, the Gemara says like that, but he holds that Mesira is a different kinyan. It's not part of the series of kinyan. Mesira is a different kind of a kinyan. It works all over. Sure. It's a different thing. Okay. The Gemara talks how you kind of heavy boat. How you kind of boat? So Hakbah is out of the question. It's physically impossible. How are you going to do Hakbah? Yeah, it is possible. If the boat is on a scale, on a weight, and then you push a button and you make a hagbo, okay. But under normal circumstances, it's practically impossible to do hagbo. So the Gemara has a discussion, how you kind of boat. So one says, Mishicha. The Gemara has a whole debate, how far do you have to pull a boat? Let's say the boat is so long. So you have to pull it till here. Svina nicknames the Mishicha, you have to move the whole boat. Or is it enough if you move it a little bit? Part of it, the whole boat moved, but part of his, this part is down the location where the other part was. So that's Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. And one opinion in the Gemara is, no, do Mesir. You can do Mesir on the boat, right? That's a discussion in Baba Basra. So here again, the Mishnah says that it's just like the Gemara says in Baba Basra, that Mishicha is kind of b'chol mokayim, afilu b'shus ha-makne. So the Mishnah says, what did I say? Hakbo. Hakbo is kind of b'chol mokayim, afilu b'shus ha-makne. When I pick up the groceries in the grocery shop, I'm kind of b'hakbo. I'm not kind of b'mishicha. If I pull the bag with the groceries on the counter, so you're not kind of b'mishicha, because mishicha is not kind of b'shus ha-makne. But if you pick it up, either gimel tvach on the Rashi or one tefach according to the Tosfos, so then you're kind of b'hakbo. So the same applies over here by the ganav. The Mishnah says higbiho. If the ganav does a hagbo b'shus ha-nignav, or he does a mishicha mechutz l'b'shus ha-nignav, so then he has a kinyan g'neiva and he's chayv kefil. What about the b'chayv dal b'hei? So Tosfos says the same thing. The little Tosfos avol ganav v'tavach ha-mocha b'shus ha-pata b'shalo higbi askin higbi ha-kani k'dil ha-kamon, like it says b'feirish in the Mishnah. So the Shita Mekubetzes quotes the Ravid. You look in the original Ravid, it's a little longer, more baruch over there. The Ravid disagrees with the Tosfos. He says no. The Mishnah only says that Hagbo is kind of b'shus ha-nignav, benegeh to the Chiyav Onsen, benegeh to the Chiyav Kefal. It never says that Hagbo b'shus ha-nignav is kind of benegeh to be chayv dal v'hei. In order to be chayv dal v'hei, it's not sufficient if you do Hagbo b'shus ha-nignav. You must be moitzied b'shus ha-nignav. No. Because Tosfos is adding on. This little Tosfos is adding on something to the Mishnah. It doesn't really say this in the Mishnah. The Tosfos says, Epsatzushtel, just like the Mishnah says, Hagbo b'shus ha-nignav is good. To be chayiv keren a kefil, to be chayiv b'yonson chayiv kefil, who are the nami to be chayiv dalvehe. So the Ravid thinks that it's not so. The Ravid thinks that the Mishnah is telling us that Hagbo b'shus ha-nignav is not good enough in a get to dalvehe. Why should it be so? So he tries to darshan a pasuk. He says that seems to him to be the mashmos of the pasuk in Mishpatim, that you have to be moitzied mishus ha-nignav in order to begin to become mechuyev in dalad v'hei. Yeah, we had a bit of a discussion. This halacha, let's say, if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, the Dvar Torah mois kainos, and Mishicha and Hagbah were only invented mid the Rabbana. Were they taka invented mid the Rabbana? Mishicha and Hagbah never exist on the level of the Reis at all. What if I want to give you a matana? So there's nothing to pay. If I'm selling you metaltalim, so there's money to be paid, so then Rabbi Yechanan is of the opinion that Vaitara Mois Kainis. But what if I give you a matana? So he's still going to insist that Mishich and Hagbo is only with the Rabbanon. So that's a machlekes Tosfos in the Ramban. So Tosfos on the daf there in Perek HaZohav, and the Mordecha has it more Bahar Chobet. He explains the Tosfos a little longer there. The Baalei HaTosfos understood from the Gemara, that's how they read the Gemara, that Rabbi Yechanan's opinion that Vatara Mois Kainis only applies when there are Mois to be paid. But if there are no Mois to be paid, I'm giving you a Matana, then Mishicha and Hagba Kainim and Atar. And the Ramban disagrees with the Tosfos. He says no. So according to Tosfos, it comes out, not that Rabbi Yechanan holds that the Rabbanon, the invented Mishicha and Hagba, doesn't exist at all. No. On the level of the rice, all four exist. The original Kenyan is Yad. An offshoot of Yad is Chotzer. Chotzer is kind of Shlomi Daito, so it's a Kavachayma. The Yad is kind of Shlomi Daito. If Chotzer is an offshoot of Yad, then a little lower than that, the best is Yad, second best is Chotzer, the third best is Hagbo, and the fourth best is Mishicha. So according to the Baalei HaTosfos, all four work Menatur. Mishicha and Hagbo also work Menatur. It's not an actual Hachnasa of the Meshusa, it's a Hachnasa into what's considered Al Pidin as if it were his Rishus. It's a little bit imaginary. It's not real. It works Menatur by Matana. By Mechire, Menatur Yidi Davke Moes. And the Rabbanon, they said no, that Mishicha and Hagbo even work by Mechire. And the Ramban disagrees and he says, no, that these two, Yad and Chotzer, that's Mamash Hachnasa of the Meshusa. and Hakboah and Meshicha, that it's considered as if he brought it into what's considered as Rishus. This use of the imagination is only Midirabbanan. It doesn't exist at all on the level of the Raisa. And even by Matana, Meshicha and Hakboah is only Midirabbanan. That's the Esek. How are you Yoitze on the first day of Sukkot in each Shalachem, in Atoira, on Dalad Minim? First day is the Raisa in each Shalachem. So how do you have Shalachem? So if you buy a Dalad Minim, so it belongs to you. Fine. What if you don't buy? What if you want to use somebody else? So he gives it to you, Matonim and Aslachzer, Shmo Maton. Matonim and Aslachzer is Kaina. Yeah. How are you Kaina though? What, you give money? Do I tell him I was Kaina? So you're not, you don't give money. Whoever paid for the Dalad Minim, he gives it to you, but Matonim. So you pick it up. So how are you Kaina? Behagbo. So Hagbo only works Midirabbanan. So it's only mine Midirabbanan. So how am I Yoitze the Mitzvah in Atur? If you have to have Shalachem in Atur. So some Rishonim hit the big split in the Rishonim, a big split in the Achrayim. But Midirabbanan they made a Kenyan like that. Midirabbanan, Hefke Bezna Hefke, and they declared that the Dal Minim belonged to me. So that's the big question in Shalachem Midirabbanan, Hefke Bezna Hefke, a Kenyan Midirabbanan. Is that Moil when you need a Shalachem Deraisa? On the first day of Sukkot, you need Shalachem and Atoira. Does Hefke Bez Nefke accomplish that it should belong to me in Atoira? That's a major dispute. That's a machlokes. It starts when you're the whole the yeshiva boys know it starts from Maseches Kiddushin. The man is Mekadosh and Isha with a ring. That's what we do. We're Mekadosh with a ring. The Ramon, Ebenezer, quotes a Tikkuni Zoya that the man gives to be Mekadosh B'Tabas. So the Chosin forgot the ring. He was afraid he's going to forget the ring, so he told his best friend to bring the ring. The best friend forgot. The best friend has it at home. So there's no problem, it says in Shulchan Aruch, no problem. Let the best friend stand under the chuppah. You're not going to be the best friend anymore. He used to be his best friend. Let him stand under the chuppah, and the chasam will declare, Akinyan, Maim Shloshtan. The best friend has a pikodin. There's a kinyan mid the rabbanon. The Gemara says in Gittin, Daf Yud Gimel, they made a takana de rabbanon in Maim Shloshtan. The Maim Shloshim means all three of us are standing together. The Chosin, the Kala, Chosin owns the ring. The best friend has the ring of Pikodin. He left it home in his dormitory room. And the Kala is standing there. So the Chosin says, I'm giving you to the Kala. I give you ownership of the ring with the Kinyan Maim Shloshim, which was instituted by the rabbis. So the Gemara says she's Mekudeshes. So there's a big machlekes, is she Mekudeshes min HaTorah or min HaRabbanan? So the Beis Yosef quotes that one of the Rishonim said, Maim Shloshtim is only Takana de Rabbanon. So she's only Mekudeshes mid Rabbanon. She can't be Mekudeshes min HaTorah. And the Beis Yosef, who quotes this, disagrees and he says, no, Hefke Bezna Hefke. So she's Mekudeshes min HaTorah. So the Tzoyz thinks that the Beis Yosef is right. And the Nesibis has a bit of an Arichas and he thinks that the original one, I forgot, who was the original one? Baloita. I already forgot who the original Rishon was that the Beis Yosef quoted. So the Nesivis thinks that the other one is right. And then the Achrayim point out, if you look in Rishonim, it's a split all the way down on every issue. Comes up this Machlekes, comes up Keseda. And every other Mesichta, this Machlekes comes up. Whether Hefke Bezna Hefke works Menatur, according to the Nesivis, only Lahafkir. I hereby declare that the Gemara that belongs to me, I declare it's Hefke. I can make it Hefke B'dibur. So Bezdin can make it Hefke with Dibur also. Usually, Eidan HaMafke Dobashen HaShalom. How can Bezdin be Mafke my property? So we learn that from a Pasuk that Bezdin can do act as if they're the Balaam. Just like the Balaam himself can be Mafke his property B'dibur. So the Bezdin can be Mafke the property B'dibur. But what if I want to give you ownership of the Gemara? Can I just declare some secular law? You can say like that. I declare that the Gemara belongs to you, so it's yours. On Karka, they say, you have to write a document. But on Metaltalim, according to the Goyish Allah, Din and Machusa, we just make a declaration that I declare that it's yours, it belongs to you. We don't recognize such a thing. That's the first line in the Rambam Hilchas Mechira. Ein HaMekach Nikne Bidvar. If you just talk and you make an oral declaration, it doesn't work, not on Karka and not on Metaltalim. You have to make some kind of a Haknoa. You have to make a Haknoa. So that's what the Nesivis holds. If the person himself doesn't have the ability to be makna to somebody else bedvarim, I have the ability to be mafke bedvarim. I say hareza hefke becomes hefke. So Bezin can declare hefke also, despite the fact that eid on a mafke davish enu shalom. Who are they to be mafke my property? So we learn that from Pesukim, Bezin has the right to act as if they are the Baalim, but they can't exceed their ability. Can't exceed my ability. They have the right to act. They have the ability to act like Baalim. I myself can't be maknet to someone else bedvarim alone. Ein amekach niktem bedvarim. That's the first line, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, and the Rambam Hilchos Mechir. How can the Bezdin's ability exceed my ability? They can't be declared that it should belong to someone else and it belongs to him in Atara. I bet the Gemara has like that. There is Hefker Bezdin Hefker, Lahaknas Lachem. That's only midirabon. That doesn't work in Atara, it's only midirabon. And the Tzais holds like the Beis Yosef that it's not so, that the first din that Bezdin can be mafka my property is not because they have the right to act as if they're the Bailam, and the Bailam have the ability to be mafka, and therefore the Bezdin has the ability to be mafka because Bezdin has the koyach of the Bailam. No. The din of Hefke Bezdin Hefke is that Bezdin has the right to declare ownership and non-ownership however they want. Not that they have the right to act as if they're the Bailam with the limitations, with the ability of the Bailam to be mafka b'dibur, but not to be makna lacher. No. The Ktzais holds like the Beis Yosef, and half of the Rishonim hold like that. That Hefker Bezna Hefker even works lahaknas, even lahaknas lacherim will also work min
haTorah. According to the Ramban, understands Rabbi Yochanan, a regular condition where the Chassan is giving up the ring is also only with the Ramban. Does it not
lost? I mean, unless he puts it biyad. If he puts the ring in her hand, he puts it on her finger.
She's just doing the Mashiach.
Probably better than Mashiach. It's on her hand. Maybe that's a Kenyan yad. No? Yad is only if I put it in my hand. And what if I put the ring on my hand, on my finger? Mistam, it's also yad. It's also yad. Better than yad. Mamish be yad. She's wearing the ring.
How does it mean she called it yad?
Let's say this is a Dovashal Hefker. I didn't realize that this is a Dovashal Hefker, and I'm holding it in my hand. If I would have known it's a Hefker, I would have wanted to return it.
But otherwise, the person has to be awake. He could be sleeping.
Sleeping is Zayna Mishtameres. Yeah. It's no good. It's Zayna Mishtameres. Right. So that's the Loshon HaGemara. Our Gemara says the four lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Loza, G'dach Shetik Na Mashiach B'Lekuches. The Mashiach B'Lekuches is a Takana de Rabbanon. It's not a Diminator. Rav Loza is a good Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. So he talks the language of Rabbi Yechanan. The Mashiach is a Takana de Rabbanon by Lekuches. By Mekabli Matone, it's a Machlekes Tesis in the Rabban. Whether by Mekabli Matone, you can't even Mashiach Menator de Rabbanon. By Lekuches, the assumption of our Gemara is that it's only kind of midirabbanon, right? Okay, getting back again to the Mishnah. We mentioned about a get. Yesterday we mentioned by get. The original pasuk says v'nasam biyada. So the shaila is chatzar. Chatzar is also good. Mishnah is in Gittin that the Baal throws the get into the chatzar of his wife. So yad is good and chatzar is good. What about mishicha? Mishicha is no good because on a get you can easily do hagbor. What about hagbor? So hagbor, that was Rabbi Kivegas chiddush. Because Vegas said the part of the get that's in her hand is yad. The part of the get that's sticking out like this, that's hagbor. That the nesivus has. That's hagbor. So Rabbi Kivegas says same as the nesivus. Whatever sticking out is hagbor, and he claims that hagbor is not good by get. The chumash only says menasim biyoda, and you only marbe menasim mikol makom. You marbe even chotzer, but he claims that hagbor mishicha is no good. Mishicha is no good because he can easily do hagbor. That's a gemara. That mishicha wouldn't be good. Mishicha is no good on a newspaper because you can easily do hagbah. It's a light item. But on the hagbah, that's the chiddush. We assume not so. The minhag adam is that you give the get to the woman and half of the get protrudes. It sticks out. We assume that hagbah is the same as yad and chotzer. It's an extension. It's only a takana midirabon, and hagbah is only takana midirabon. So we usually assume like the taisus that by a matone, hagbah mishicha is kainim and atar, not like the Ramban. It's a little questionable. According to the Ramban, Hagbo Mashiach only exists mid the Rabban. So is it good by get? If a man gives his wife, man gives the get to his wife, like they may mishloshtam, would that be good? May mishloshtam is clearly only mid the Rabban. Let's say he told the Sefer to write the get, and the get is beveis ha-sefer. And then he tells his wife, Hariat migureshes mimeni, and the get is nikna to you via may mishloshtam. So would that be a good get?
By
Kiddushin, maybe she's only married mid the Rabbanon. If you hold like the original Rishon, like the Nesivus held, that she's only married mid the Rabbanon, so you say, Makash Havayel Yitzi, he's Megarish's wife, so she's only divorced mid the Rabbanon. Is there such a thing? If she was married men atorah, can he divorce him with the rabbanon? Would you say that it's good or it's no good? So that's part of the shaila. Whether kinyan the rabbanon is moel fer deraisa, do you say hefke bez nefke all the way? So it works men atorah only with the rabbanon shaila. And then some rishonim would say that afkina rabbanon lekidushim minei. Whenever the baal gives a get to his wife in such a fashion that it's only good with the rabbanon, so we would declare afkina rabbanon kidushim minei. And others disagree. What do you mean afkina rabbanon kidushim minei? Where does it say? The Gemara has three or four cases where you say afkina rabbanon kidushim minei. You don't extend it to all the other cases. You don't make up your own afkinus. That's the question. Whether you say it like that. We discussed a little bit this year. Let's say you have to be mekadosh anisha in the presence of two kosher eidim. What if the eidim are pasul? So the kedushin are not chal. What happens if the eidim are kosher and atur and they're pasul with the rabbanon? Let's say I have a brother-in-law. I have two brothers-in-law. I have one brother-in-law is married to my sister. So he's related to me with one balki ishtai. I'm a blood relative of my sister. So my sister's husband is my brother-in-law with one balki ishtam. So the Ramban and Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Ramban and Sanhedrin, that's a psul min atorah. But then I have another brother-in-law who's married to me based on a double balki ishtam. My wife has a sister who has a husband. So I'm only related to him, the two sisters are related. I'm only related to him based on a double balki ishtam. I'm married to my wife and he's married to his wife. There's one blood relationship, the two sisters are sisters. And then I'm married to my wife, and he's married to his wife. So when you have a double balki ishtoi, so the Malchamas writes in Sanhedrin, Dovah zeh mitoras Moshe Rabbeinu loy lamadnu. He says there ain't no pasuk on that. They say balki ishtoi twice. They're rak mid rabbanon. So the shaila is new. If a mekadosh, someone is mekadosh in isha in the presence of two eidim, and the eidim are pasul eidus mid rabbanon. This case, me with my brother-in-law, that's called giso. In Mishneic Hebrew, giso means my brother-in-law, they're two different brothers-in-law. Giso is only a brother-in-law with two balki ishtois. I'm married to a girl, and he's married to the sister. Giso means a brother-in-law with a double balki ishtois. The other one is called balachoso. He's not called giso. So let's say I'm mekadosh in isha. Someone's mekadosh in isha, and the two eidim are me and my brother-in-law, my gis, which is no good midrabbanim. And atur it is good. Midrabbanim is no good. So would you say, so is she married or not? So you say, on the level of the Raisa, she is married. On the level of the Rabbana, she's not married. It means she's an ish. If she wants to marry someone else, she'll need a get menat Torah. But I'm not allowed, but the husband is not allowed to live with the wife, mid the Rabbanon, until he's Mekadoshir again. Because mid the Rabbanon, you're not married. You go to Chumra in both directions. Or should you say no? So some of the Rishonim say, Akinu Abani Kedushim Minei. Since they declare that Giso is postulated, Gemara has a machlokes where the Giso is postulated. We pass that Giso is postulated, even though it's a double balki ishtar. And the Ramban says, and the Ramban quotes it in Hilchas Seder, that it's only a psul mid rabbanon. So there's a long Tshuvas HaRashbo, there's a Shilti Giborim on the third perek in Sanhedrin. Shilti Giborim is a Hagoas Alfasi on the side of the rift, the tiny letters on the side. They quote a long Tshuvas HaRashbo, where he quotes a big machlokes of Rishonim, says some Rishonim and Gaonim were of the opinion, Afkina Rabbanon Kiddushim Minei. Since when the Rabbanon they declared that Giso is Pasul Eidus, so Meila they declared that the couple is not married. And most of the Rishonim said, what are you talking about? The Gemara never said Afkina Rabbanon Kiddushim Minei in this case. The Gemara says that case. The Gemara has three or four cases where the Gemara declares Afkina Rabbanon Kiddushim Minei. But you don't say every single case women are Torah, she's married him in the Rabbanon. You say there's a reason. There's cause to declare that she's not married. You're going to say Afkina Rabbanon Kiddushim Minei. It doesn't say in the Gemara. So that's a big machlokes of Rishonim. Do you say on your own Afkina Rabbanon Kiddushim Minei? In cases that it doesn't really say in the Gemara, that's a machlokes. So again, so the Mishnah talks about the ganef becoming a ganef through Hagboa and Mishicha. According to the Ramban, he's only a ganef mid the Rabbanon. Ramban holds that Hagboa Mishicha was an invention with Rabbanon, doesn't even work by Matonah. What about by Ganef? Also only works with the Rabbanon. So he's only a Ganef with the Rabbanon. We don't have any Ramban here. What does the Ramban say in our Mishnah? That the Ganef becomes the Ganef by day Mishicha and Hagboa. Taisus says, it's Minatera. Taisus says, Hagboa Mishicha worked Minatera by Ganef, and it works Minatera by Matonah. The only place where it doesn't work Minatera is where there's Mois to be given when I'm purchasing something. So then you say Dvar Torah Mois Koines. But if there's nothing to pay, the ganef is stealing the items. So then Taisus Shita is that Hagboa Mishicha worked Minatera. According to the Ramban, it seems though that the Hagbah Mashiach were invented mid the Rabbanah. Never works Min HaTorah. That you consider it as if you use your imagination, you consider Ki'ilu he was machnas into his Rishus, that use of the imagination, that's only Min HaRabbanah. It doesn't work Min HaTorah. Tosfos says the imagination works Min HaTorah. That just like Yad and Chotzer work Min HaTorah, so too Hagbah Mashiach work Min HaTorah. Yeah, the question here is how in the world do you read the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, "Nusana lebcharis bina ol lebal choyv l'shamachin l'shon esis sachar v'lesach meshchei umeis b'shus abaylam pata higbil shetim b'shus abaylam chayv." What do you mean chayv pata? What's going on? So Rashi has two pshat, and Tosis also discusses the two pshat. So the one pshat that they don't like is Nusana lebcharis bina doesn't belong in Bava Kamma. It belongs in Bcharis. It has nothing to do with Bava Kamma. Son of Bechar Zbana means I own an animal and I'm chayv pidyon ben. What's the din? Do I have to give davke cash? No, you can give shavu kesef. There isn't even a hida lachatchila to give kesef. There are only three cases where you have to give kesef and shavu kesef. Kol tar kula, shavu kesef is kikesef. By kiddushin, we all give a ring. We don't try to be mahadir to give davke kesef. And kiddushin is a mitzvah according to the Rambam. You say bracha shekadoshana b'mitzvayisav. You say bracha on getting married. So you don't even try lachatzilah to give cash. Shavu kesef is kikesef v'kala tarakula. The only three cases where shavu kesef is lav kikesef, the Gemara has is pidyon ma'aser sheni. You can only do on kesef. Then that's a din min haTorah. Sugyos and perek hazav, that's a din deraisa. Second din is machtzah shekel. You have to give davke cash. You can't give shavu kesef. And the third din is only a din midirabbanan. When you purchase a korban oilas riya for shalvash regalim, when you buy the oil asriyas, you have to buy it with cash. You shouldn't buy it with a shavu kesef. So Rashi quotes a whole explanation from the Talmud Yerushalmi. Bavli never explains why. So Rashi Amcharis Daf Nun Aleph quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi why they made such a takana the Rabbanah. The three dinim, shavu kesef, lav kikesef, two of them are minatur, and the third one, the oil asriyas, has to be purchased with kesef. That's only with the Rabbanah. Yeah. So pidyon ben, the din is that shavu kesef is kikesef. The Gemara talks in the first parak in Kiddushin. A man is making pidyon ben, he gives a suder to the kohen, he gives an egel to the kohen, talazeh, the pidyon bnei, he gives a talis, gives a beget. Yeah. So here the Mishnah goes also like that. A man has an animal, and his wife had a baby boy, he has to perform pidyon ben. So he gives a behemah to the kohen. And then, so when is the father in fulfillment of the mitzvah pidyon ben? The behemah gets a heart attack and it drops dead. And the kohen never walked home with the pidyon ben, got nothing out of it. It's dead. He has a dead carcass now. It's no longer worth chamish loim. At the time that the aviya ben gave it to the kohen, it was worth chamish loim. And now that it's dead, it's not worth chamish loim. So is the father yotze the mitzvah? Is the father not yotze the mitzvah? So that's what Rashi learns in the Mishnah, the wrong pshat. Pshat that Rashi and Tosfos are not happy with. So the wrong pshat is, in son of the b'chares ben, a farmer's wife had a baby and he has to do pidyon ben. He gives this little eagle. He gives a behemoth to the kohen. So if the kohen made a hagboah mishich, so the father's yotze pidyon ben. If the animal gets a heart attack, that's the kohen's tough luck. The father's yotze the mitzvah. But if the animal gets a heart attack before the kohen made the hagboah, the mishich, then the father's not yotze the mitzvah. He has to do it all over again. He has to give him more money to supplement. The dead animal is only worth two sloim. Father Avi Aben has to give another three sloim to be yotze pidyon ben. And the same thing lebal chayv. If the father owes money to a balchay, if he bought $1,000, he has to pay $1,000. So he has five behemoths, each behemoth is worth $200, and he tells the balchay, the malva here are five behemoths, it's worth, you admit that it's worth $1,000. Yes, he's masking, because it's all yours and the chayv is parua. So if the malva makes a hagboa mishiche, then the chayv is parua. Malva does make a hagboa mishiche, the chayv is not yet parua. So if they all get a heart attack and they die, so the loiv is still chayv. But if the malva made the king in Hagboah, then the chov is paruah. So this is really questionable. Is that's the way, that's the pshat that Rashi and Tosfos are not happy with. It says chayev pata. What do you mean chayev pata? The question is, are you yotze? Did the aviya ben fulfill the mitzvah pidyon ben? Did he not fulfill the mitzvah pidyon ben? What kind of a lashon do you say chayev pata? The question is the loiva chayev beyonsin of the animal that drops dead, or is the malva chayev beyonsin? Who is the chov paru? Is the chov not paru? The loshen chayv and potter doesn't fit in well over here. But that's the pshat that Rashi and Tosfos are not happy about. Is the halacha correct? That's the question. Is the halacha correct? The chov is only paru once the malva makes a kinyan. has to make a kinyan hagbah, kinyan mashiach. Is that true? The Pashta says that it's not true. From the moment on that the loiva makes the money, the kesef or the shavah kesef, makes it accessible to the malveh. When he makes it available to the malveh and the malveh is satisfied, so the chov is considered paru, even before the malveh makes a kinyan. There are many haichochas from the Gemaras to that effect, that you don't really need a kinyan. So that's why this pshat is very difficult. The way Rashi and Tosafot say the din is probably wrong. The din is not true. Not only that it doesn't fit into the Mishnah, the halacha is not true. And it could even be that the din is true regarding Pidyon HaBen also. What's the story of Pidyon HaBen? Pidyon HaBen is a mitzvah nesina, but Pidyon HaBen is a piron achoiv. So many assume Pidyon HaBen is also piron achoiv. The Gemara has a din, piron bal korcha shmei piron. The Rishonim point out from the Gemara. I lent you $100, and then when it comes time to pay, I gave you $100 bill, a crisp $100 bill, I gave you a check, $100, and you, it made life easy for you. You used $100, you needed it. And then when it comes time to pay back, you come with sacks of pennies. You have big sacks of pennies. You come deliver one sack after the other, and you pay up the $100. And I'm screaming bloody murder. What am I going to do with all these pennies? I have to schlep all the pennies to the bank. I don't want it. I want you to, I lent you a crisp $100 bill. I lent you a with a check. I want you to pay back in a nice way, the same way I paid you. So the Gemara says, Pari zuzu zuzu havi piron. Even if he pays me a penny at a time, he pays me one penny by Shachris, and one penny by Mincha, and a penny by Mairuf, and the next day, every day gives me another penny. I say, I don't want this. I lent it to you, $100 bill. I want you to pay back. So the Gemara says, tough luck. The loiva has, if he wants to be a stinker, the loiva has a right. I'll never lend him anything again. The loiva has the right. I'll pay din to pay like that. So the Rashba quotes the Rishonim. You see from this Gemara that piron bal korcha shmei piron. Even though the loiva is unhappy about the way he's paying the piron. So the Ktzais quotes a svara that the same should apply to Pidyon HaBen. Piron bal korcha shmei piron. The kohen doesn't like me. He doesn't want to participate in my Pidyon HaBen. I say, tough luck. Here's the five sloim, and I'm finished. I'm yetzer the Pidyon HaBen. So he says, quotes achrayim, who want to say that piron bal korcha shmei piron. They're working on the assumption that Pidyon HaBen is piron achayv. The Torah is matl achayv on the avi HaBen. My wife had a pchor, and I'm chayv to give $5 to someone from Shevet Kehuna. When I give the money, it's a piron achayv. This is really a question. Is that really true? Is it if Pidyon HaBen is piron achayv, then just like the din is probably not true by the bal chayv, the din is not true by the Pidyon HaBen either, that you really need a kinyan. Once the avi HaBen makes the five sloim accessible to the kohen, even if the kohen didn't make a kinyan on it, I should say that he's yotzei the chayv, he did a piron, and he's butter from giving again Pidyon HaBen. So that you can explain the din by bal chayv is probably not true. Did by Pidyon HaBen could be that is true. Because the truth of the matter is Pidyon HaBen is probably not a Piron HaChayv. Pidyon HaBen is probably not a Piron HaChayv. It's a mitzvah nesina. It's one of the chav dalad matan skuna. It's a mitzvah nesina. So you're only yotz in the mitzvah nesina if you do a hakno. So the kohen, that's what the Mishnah says, the kohen has to make either a kinyan hakbo, a mishicha, and then you yotz in the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. So this is the pshat that Rashi and Tosfos are not happy with, that the Mishnah that says in son lebchoras beno doesn't really belong here in Bava Kamma, has nothing to do with this parak. It's just a hashvah, just like you need a hagbah mishiche or yad achotzer for a ganev, not im himatzis simatze biyada haganeva. You need a kinyan ganeva, hagbah mishiche yad achotzer. You need one of the four kinyanim to become a ganef, to be chai b'yonson, to be chai b'kefil. So the same is true. That's how the Rashi and Tosfos are reading this pshat that they're not happy with. The son of the Pcharez B'na means for the purpose of fulfilling Pidyon HaBen, we require the kohen to make a kinyan, and for the purpose of being parei achov, you require that the malva should make a kinyan, and then the loiv is off the hook. And the same is true regarding the shonim. So this is the pshat that Rashi and Tosfos don't like. So what do they substitute instead? So they both learn the more correct pshat is Nisan al Pcharez B'na belongs in our perik. Nisan al means the ganef gave it, not that the avi HaBen is giving Pidyon HaBen. No, the ganef is giving Pidyon HaBen. A ganef stole a behemoth, and then he gives it away to Pidyon HaBen, the wise guy. His wife had a baby. He's a very religious man. Ben Adam Lamachim. Ben Adam Lamachim, he couldn't care less. Ben Adam Lamachim, very religious. He has to do Pidyon HaBen. So he says a bracha, and then he gives a stolen behemoth to the kohen for Pidyon HaBen. He stole the behemoth because he has to give Pidyon HaBen. Okay, he robbed the bank. He has to do Pidyon HaBen. So when he gives it over to the kohen, so then he's chayiv what? Then he's chayiv. Dalad v'heh. The ganav already made a geneva pashup shat, you can say. The ganav already made a geneva from before. Our parak is talking about dalad v'heh. Keeps on talking about dalad v'heh. So let's say the ganav already made a kinyan geneva from before, and now he gives that animal that he stole, he gives it away to the kohen for the sake of pidyon haben, or the ganav keeps on borrowing money from different people, and they finally caught up with him. He has to pay, so he had to rob a bank. So he stole a behemoth from someone, and he's paying off the Baal Chayav. Now he's going to have to steal from someone else in order to pay the guy that he just stole from. Now keeps on stealing from one in order to give to another one. So you could read the Mishnah two ways. The ganav already made a kinyan geneva, and by giving it to Pidyon HaBen, it becomes chayav to give dalad v'hei. That's like nasna mematana. He's not selling it, but it's like nasna mematana. Or if the ganav stole the behemoth, now he gives it to his Baal Chayav. Or he gives it to the Shem Mechinim, etc. So then the ganav becomes a mechayv to give dalad v'hei. Yeah. By the Pidyon HaBen and by the Baal Chayav, I can understand. By the Shemer, does that make sense? The ganav becomes mechayv to pay dalad v'hei by giving it to the Shemer. I could understand two of the four Shemer. By the Socher and by the Shoel, I could understand. Because by the Socher and the Shoel, they have a right to use it. So I can understand that that would be a form of tovach mocha. That's a form of mocha. I'm giving it to you for a time period. Let's say you need the car to go out on a date. So I lend you the car. I marshal the car to you for tonight. You're going to need it for tonight. So that's like a mocha. That's mocha l'zman. I'm going to, if I only lend it for tonight, you're talking not chayav. Socher, if I only rent it for a time period, you're not chayav. You have to rent it completely. Yeah, so you can't say this pshat. You can't say throughout the Mishnah that the ganav stole it and he gives it to Pidyon HaBen and he gives it to Baal Chova, his chayav dalad v'hei. And the same thing, if he gives it to Shamachinim, he gives it to the Abba Shamrim, his chayav dalad v'hei. If he gives it to Shamachinim and the Shamasachar, he's not giving it to someone else. Shamachinim and Shamasachar is holding for me. And even the other two, when you give it to the Shoel or the Socher, it's only Lizman. It's only Haknor Lizman. Haknor Lizman is not Chayv Dalad V'hei. So you can't read that Pshat in the Mishnah. So how do you have to read Pshat in the Mishnah? So Tosis rereads it. Nisana Lebchar is Benoi. That makes me into a Ganav. The Ganav never made a Kinyan Geneva. This is the Kinyan Geneva that he's making. He tells the Kohen, we got to do a Pidyon HaBen, and he says the Brachet, they say the whole works. And then he says, okay, you take this behemoth. So the kohen picks up, the kohen makes a hagbah, or he makes a mashiach mechutz l'shus. So when the kohen makes the mashiach and hagbah, this constitutes the kinyan geneva on behalf of the ganav. The ganav never made a kinyan geneva before. But wait a minute, if that's what it means, so what happened to the rule of ein shliach l'dvar avera? That's what Tosfos says the correct pshat is. They don't like the Rashi and Tosfos are both unhappy with the other pshat. That the son of the Bechor is Benam means that a farmer gave away Pidyon HaBen to the kohen. So if the kohen made a hagboa mashiche, so the farmer is yotze Pidyon HaBen, and if the animal drops dead now and it's not no longer worth chamisha sloim, so the Avi HaBen is not mechuyev to give anymore. But if the animal dies before the kohen made a hagboa mashiche, then the father was not yet yotze Pidyon HaBen, he has to give more money. So Rashi and Tosfos said the din is true, but they think that's not what the Mishnah means. So they both interpreted the Mishnah means the son of the Bechor is Benam, the ganav gave it for Pidyon HaBen. The ganav gave it Pidyon HaBen, so you could have said that serves as the mochar, but that doesn't fit into the last part of the Mishnah. When you give it to the Dalat Shomer, the din is not true over there. You're not Chayv Dalat Vehe for giving it to the Shomer. So you have to say, by giving it away, he becomes a ganav. He doesn't become Chayv Dalat Vehe, he becomes Chayv Karen and Kefa. Yeah, but then you're saying Yesh Shaliach Lidvar Avera. So that's what Tosfos deals with. So Tosfos gives their famous sheet to Tosfos and the Mordechai. Mordechai is from the Balei HaTosfos. The Mordechai and the Rosh and the Hagos Maimon, they were all students of the Maharam Rittenberg. He was the end of the period of the Balei HaTosfos. So whenever you want to know what Pshat and Tosfos is, so the best thing is to look in the Rosh and the Mordechai, and they'll supplement, they'll fill in the missing lines a lot of times. There were yeshivas in Europe, but they didn't learn the Tosfos like we had. They used to learn Gemara, Rashi, and the Rosh. because the Rosh gives you the Tosfos polished up. The Rosh gives you it's a better text of Tosfos, and he leaves out a lot of times some of the pilpul, and he gives you only the part of the pilpul that's negei la'alocha. We don't learn like that. We learn Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. They printed it on the page. We learn Tosfos, but we should learn the Rosh and the Mordechai also. The Rosh and Mordechai enhance your understanding of the Tosfos. So the Tosfos came up with the Chiddush over here. Tosfos and the Mordechai and the Shulchan Aruch. This is the popular opinion that even though we have a rule in Shaliach leDvar Aver, there are only three exceptions to the rule. That's Tavach HaMacher is one, and Shlichas Yad is two, and Me'ilah is only Mishnayis. That's three. There's another exception to the rule. There's a fourth exception to the rule. What's the fourth exception? Whenever the Shliach is B'Shoigeg. Whenever the Shliach is B'Shoigeg, then we say Yesh Shaliach leDvar Aver. Where did they get this Einfall from? So Tosfos says, because the whole reason why Yen Sholich LeDvar Avera is because Divir Arve Divir Atama Divir Mishemin. That's what the Gemara says in Kiddushin. What do you mean Divir Arve Divir Atama Divir Mishemin? When I appoint you as a Shaliach, do I really think you're going to do it for me? Is it really a Minish Shlichas Anah? So if I appoint you as a Shaliach to do an Avera, this is a joke. You're not going to listen to me. You're a religious Jew. The Rebbeinu Shalom told you you're not allowed to be Mechallel Shabbos. What do you mean I'm asking you to do a Chillul Shabbos for me? How can you say that you're going to listen to me? So the whole Minei Ashlichus is Batlam Avutl from the very beginning. If the guy's a Mumer, if the guy's a Shegetz, he's a Reformed Jew, and he probably will listen to me, so then you don't apply Divrei Rabbi, Divrei Talmid, Divrei Mishaymin. Or if the guy doesn't even know that it's an Avera, he doesn't realize that there's any Avera, so then the whole Svar of Divrei Rabbi, Divrei Talmid, Divrei Mishaymin doesn't apply. And then Taisa says that's the whole crucial point. When that svara of Divrei Rabbi, Divrei Talmid, Divrei Mishaymin, when the svara applies, then and only then do we apply the rule of Ein Shliach LeDvar Aver. But whenever the fellow is a mumer, the shliach is a mumer, or the shliach is b'shoigeg, it doesn't have a chlal what's going on, then yesh shliach LeDvar Aver. So the Muki Yosef quotes the Taisus, and he says the Achrayim disagreed with Taisus. What do you mean Achrayim? We look in perspective, we consider the Muki Yosef and the Rishonim. That he's and the Achrayim begins from the Beis Yosef and the Ramah from that period, from the middle of the 1500s. But the Muki Yosef a lot of times write the Ritva, the Muki Yosef, they a lot of times write like that. That the Achrayim say not like the Rishonim. From their perspective, they're talking about Achrayim. So he says the Achrayim don't agree with Taisus. And then there's a long shach in Choshe Mishpat, a famous a long shach. He quotes the Taisvis and the Mordechai and the Rishonim and say like this. Then he says he disagrees. And then he says, and he found that there's a Ritva. Well, Akim Ino Leyodi. It was unbelievable how the Shach had access. The Shach died at such a young age. And he had access to all of these Kisveyad and Rishonim and Achrayim. Unbelievable. Like a computer. He must have had a computer that hidden away. He writes, that I had a ksav yad of the Ritvan Kiddushin. And he says, not like this. The Ritvan Bob Metzia says, not like this. He says, we don't paskin like that. Svar divra rav, divra tamid, divra misham. We paskin it based on shnei ksavim haboin keachar, shloshi ksavim haboin keachar. We have three psukim that tell us that by the three exceptions to the rule, we say, yesh shaliach ledvar aver. What do you need three psukim for? There's a din of shlichas and kol haTorah kula. So you have three psukim say the same thing, that yesh shaliach ledvar aver. So the answer is Shloshik Subabon Kechod, Eim Alamdim. It teaches you that only in these three cases Yeshalach Vaver. In all other cases, Ein Shalach Vaver. It's not based on the Svara. Divra Rabbi, Divra Talmud, Divra Mishan. So that's what the Ritva, that's what the Nebuki Yosef, they all disagree with this thesis. And the Shachos La'aloch are not like this. Shachos La'aloch are not like the thesis. So how the Rabbi say, how do you read the Mishnah? The son of Lepchar is Beno. The son of a Bechor is Beno. The Ganef gave it to the Kohen for Pidyon HaBen. So if the fellow didn't make a Kinyan Hagbah Potter, so no one's a Ganef. And if he did make a Hagbah Mashiach, a Chayev, who's Chayev what? So the Kohen is Chayev. So that's how the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe, his commentary on the tour, the Ramah quotes from the Nemuki Yosef that he disagrees with Tosfos. Ein shalich l'dvar aver afilu b'shege. So how does he read the Mishnah though? So he says the Nemuki Yosef read the Mishnah. Chayev doesn't mean that the ganef is chayev with the mishicha of the shomer. or the Ganav becomes chai b'yonsim with the Mashiach of the Kohen, or with the Mashiach of the Malva. No. The Malva becomes a Ganav. A Ganav b'shegig becomes a Ganav. A fellow takes something and he thought that he's taking his own. He thought that he's entitled to take it. I take a Gemara on a bus, and I thought that it was my Gemara. I said, this says Beferish that it's not mine. There's nothing to discuss. As painted over here, it says Rabbi Shefter Shirum, 307. This is Beferish, not mine. But let's say I took a sefer, I thought it was mine. I took it on the train, then I left it on the train. So the din is Aganav is Chai B'yonsen. But I took it B'shoigig. I didn't realize the whole time. I didn't realize that it wasn't mine. I thought that it was mine. So what's the din? Aganav B'shoigig makes the Kinyan Geneva, but he didn't realize, he thought he was taking his own thing. So that's what Me'ila always is. Me'ila always is like that. Is that true? Me'ila. There are two kinds of Me'ila. There's Me'ila Shel Hanoa and Me'ila Shel Hoitzo. Me'ila Shel Hanoa, a guy sits on a chair. He doesn't want to take the chair. He wants to use it. So Me'ila Shel Hanoa, you have to pay, but it's not Yotze Lehedya. It's not Yotze Lechulin. Me'ila Shel Hoitzo, Taisa says, that's Yotze Lechulin. Me'ila Shel Hoitzo, what is that? So Taisa explains, I thought that it was someone else's chair and I'm stealing it. I thought that it's my chair and I want to give it away by Matana. So I thought I'm doing a Shini Vishus. I thought I'm stealing. To steal from another person doesn't bother me. To steal from their Baruch Shalom, I wouldn't be willing to do that. But I thought I'm stealing from someone else. I thought it's my chair, I'm giving it away as a Matana to someone else. So I thought I'm doing a Maiso Haitso. So by Me'ila, that's called Haitso. Let's say I took it home thinking that it's mine and it turns out that it's Hegdish's. I didn't even realize that I was doing a Haitso. So Tosis says on the Gemara that that's not called Me'ila. Tosis says that that's not called Me'ila. The sugya of Zenen of Zalachosin. Tosis points out like that. So Tosis has it in a few places. Here, in Daf Chof on the base. The end of the Tosis, in Son of Lachalev, Yishloim Adeid on the Moel Ela B'miskabim Lohotziyam Meshus Mishuhu. Achu Esau Vishu Shalom. If the man thought that it was his chair and he took it home, then it's not called Me'ila Shel Hotzo. It's not Me'ila Shel Hanoi. I didn't get any Hanoi yet. If I sit on the chair, then it turns out that it was Hegdush's chair. That's Me'ila Shel Hanoi. So it's not Yotze L'chulin. I'm chayv to pay Karam V'chaymish, but it's not Yotze L'chulin. It's only Yotze L'chulin if you did Hotzo. Hotzo means I thought it was mine and I'm giving it away to Matan. I thought it's someone else's and I'm stealing it. It turns out that it was. It was Hegdush's and I stole it. But if I thought it was mine and I took it, then Tosis interprets in the Gemara in Chagiga, Tosis interprets that there's no Mila there. Yeah, so that's the Shaila over here. That's the Shaila over here. So the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah on the tour, Choshe Mishpat, and Shimem Ches, that's where this long Shach is in Choshe Mishpat, that ain't Shalech Advar Aver, Afila B'Shoigeh. He's not happy. The Shach is not happy with this Tosis. For the Kimin or the Yod, the Rabbanu Shalom showed me this... the Ritvan Kiddushin, the Ritvan Bab Metziah, not like Taisus and the Mukhiyasin. So in the middle of that long shot, so he quotes the Darkei Moshe on the tour, quotes the Mukhiyasin as saying, Nisana Lebchar is Beno. So the Kohen becomes a Ganav. Even though he's a Ganav B'Shogig, the Kohen is Chai B'Yonsen. The Kohen becomes a Ganav B'Shogig. So then the Shach says, if you look in the Namuk Yosef, he never said that. Then he quotes the Marshal and the Amshe Shlomo points out that the Namuk Yosef never said that. You can't become a Ganav B'Shegeg. If I thought I'm taking my own thing and it turns out that it didn't belong to me, I don't become Chai B'Yonsen. That's the Shach. You look in the Rambam, you get the impression the Rambam understood that a Ganav B'Shegeg is Chai B'Yonsen. Not like that Tosfos on Daf Chofim based. The Bechlal is not called an act of Haitzor Mishus. That's a shaila. Is there such a thing that the Ganav B'Yonsen, a Ganav B'Shoigeg, he thought that he's taking his own thing? He thought that he's allowed to take? He thought that this man owns the Behem. He's giving to me for pidyon HaBen. I'm taking, I have a right to take it. And he goes on. Is that called a Ganav B'Shoigeg? See, over here at least there's a Shini B'Shus. It's not the same as the case in the Tosfos on Daf Chofim based. At least over here, the Kohen realizes that it's not, he knows it's not his Behem. He knows that, he thinks the Behem belongs to the Avi HaBen. Truth of the matter is, it belongs to the Nignav. Avi HaBen is a gangster. He's a Ganav over here. So the Kohen thinks the Behemoth belongs to the Avi HaBen, and then he takes it, thinking he's taking it from the Avi HaBen. It turns out that he's stealing it from the Nignav. So that's a Ganav B'Shegig, but at least he has Kavanos Haitzor Mishus L'Shus. He thought he's doing Haitzor Mishus L'Shus B'Heta. That's it. So there is room to argue over here. There's room to say that a gana b'shegig is does become a god. The Mukhi Yosef happens not to say that. Mukhi Yosef has he interprets differently what it means chayiv. But that's the big machlekes over here. Is there such a din? Tosfos learns in the Mishnah that yesh shaliach l'dvar averu when the shliach is b'shegig. And the Shach thinks that we shouldn't paskin like this. Tosfos says that we should paskin like that. Mukhi Yosef b'shem ho achreinim in his ritva. Who hold, and he quotes other Rishonim and Achronim are like that, that even Mishaygeg ain't Shaliach Lidvar Aver. Okay. The Gemara has a comment on this Mishnah. The Gemara says, they had a Suffolk, what's the din? Boy Ameima had a Suffolk, Tikna Mishicha B'Shamim, I like Tikna Mishicha B'Shamim. Did they make such a takana or not? So the Gemara says, four lines from the bottom, it maname amar ablozik, dash tikna mashiach bilkuch, kach tiknu mashiach bisham. Yes. The answer is yes, tikna mashiach bisham. Yes. What was the suffix? Whether yes or no. What's the main afkamina? What's the din over here? So the Mechaber in Choshe Mishpan in two places quotes a fundamental machlaikis here. With respect to what? Do we say Tikna Mishich B'Shamim? So some Rishonim say that the Shamachinim should be Chai B'Pshia and the Shamasochim should be Chai B'Gnei V'Aveda and the Shol should be Chai B'Onsin the minute he leaves it in front of me. And he says, do you agree to be a Shamachinim? And I say, okay. And he puts it on a table and he walks away. And I say, I'm going to watch it. Sure. I'm a Kabbal Shmira and he walks away. Kolzman, he's still here. So the Shmir doesn't begin. He's watching it. But the minute he walks away, the Mafkid walks away. And the Shomer is watching it, so the Shomer becomes Chayib, whatever it is. If he's a Shemachinim, becomes Chayib, Shia. Shemasach becomes Chayib, Gnei Baveda. And the Shol becomes Chayib, Yonsen. From the moment that he leaves it in front of me, there's no need to have a Kinyan. There's no need to have a Kinyan for that.
Must the Shomer accept the Shvira by Dibor, or is
Remiza? Remiza is also good, as long as it's clear that he understands what he's getting himself into. The only Shema who becomes a Shema, he has to understand, he has to agree. The only Shema who becomes a Shema Bal Korcha, even though he doesn't agree, is the Shema Aveda. If you pick up an Aveda, then the Halacha declares, the Torah declares you become a Shema Bal Korcha. So that's a machlekes in the Gemara in Hakainis, a machlekes of Rabbi Rav Yosef, fruit of the Rav Yosef. A machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber and Ramah had a paskin where they become as a Shemachinim or a Shemesochim. But normally the Shema has to agree to do Shema. It doesn't have to agree with Tef. As long as he shakes his head, as long as it's clear that he understands what he's doing, so it becomes a Shema. But the Shaila is, does he need a Kinyan? So the Mechaber quotes a machlekes. So half of the Rishonim say, Tikna Mashiach B'Shamim, you need Mashiach in order that the Shemachinim should become Chai B'Pshia, in order that the Shemesach should be Chai B'Gnei V'Aveda, in order that the Shol should be Chai B'Yonsa. Kolzman, that's the Rambam, and that's our thesis like that. Kolzman, the Shema doesn't make a Kinyan, he won't be Chai B'anything. That's the one opinion. The Yeshamrim and the other Rishonim, that's the Rosh, there's a steer in the Rosh. The Rosh over here has one way, and the Rosh in Bava Metzia, on the daf that Tosis quotes, what daf tzadikhes? The Rosh there writes Vakir, so that's what the Nes and Kelim on the bottom of the Rosh point to us, Hastira Gluya, between the two Roshes. And the Mechaber quotes the two opinions, Yesham and Yesham. Some hold in order that the Shamachinim should be Chai B'Pshir, the Shamasach, Chai B'Gnei Rabbein, etc. All I need is Hanach Lefanai. Okay, leave it over here and I'll watch it. And the guy leaves, I never made a Kenyan at all, but I was Mekabal Shmir. So Mekabalah Shmir the Elech, the Kabalah Sashmir is Mechai Mi. And the Shita Sarambam and the Shita of our thesis is that that's nothing to clear. There's no suffix about that. Of course you need Mishicha. Mishicha is considered the Tchilas HaShmira. Hanach Lefana is not enough. Mishicha is considered the Tchilas HaShmira. So if one should assume, our thesis assumes that that's beyond doubt that you need a Kinyan. That's a Dava Pasha that you need a Kinyan in order that the Shamachinim should be considered the Tchilas HaShmira. So what was the Baye, Boya Meimar, do you need Mashiach B'Shamim or not? What's the room to clear? So Tosis says, some Rishonim say that the Shamachinim should be Chai B'Pshir, the Shamachinim should be Chai B'Pshir, it's a Dava Pasha that you don't need Kinyan. Dava Pasha, Harach Lufan is enough. Our Tosis says, no, it's a Dava Pasha that you need a Kinyan. You have to start from somewhere, it has to be some halachic point. You don't just start Hanachlef on it. What is that? It's from the moment that he made a kinyan. So if one should assume that that's not subject to debate, there's nothing to discuss about that. When is the Tchilas HaShmirah? Either it's Hanachlef Anai is enough and you don't need Mashiach. Or it's a double pasha that you do need Mashiach and the Gemara would never ask it. So what is the Gemara talking about? So what is the Yibaya and the Gemara? And then the Vapasha, it Manami Amar Ablaza, yeah, Big Chiddush Tikna Mashiach Misham. So Tosis explains over here. No, it's only two out of the four Shomrim. The Gemara has a suffix, and the two out of the four Shomrim, namely the Shoil and the Sechel, have a right to use it. And I said, I'll lend you the car for your date tonight, so you can borrow the car starting from 6 o'clock and bring it back by 2 o'clock in the morning. So let's say at 5 o'clock I change my mind. I say, I'm afraid I don't want to lend you the car. So you say, but you promised already you're going to let me come. Where am I going to get another car? So when is it considered that I can't back out anymore? If I rent you the car, I'm going to charge money. I'm asking. Or I'm ashil, I'm lending you the car. So do I have the right to back out before, if you already started to use it, tchilas ha-hishtamshus, that's a double pasha that I cannot back out. Once you did the tchilas ha-hishtamshus, for sure I cannot back out. But what if you didn't do that? You didn't start to use the car yet. But you made a kinyan on it. So is there such a thing? Tiknum b'shicha b'shomrim, the shoyal and the secher, if they make a kinyan on the item that they're borrowing or that they're renting, does such a kinyan take effect? A kinyan usually takes effect. I give you the gemara that you should own it. So you make a hakbom b'shicha machnas into your rishus. It's yours, 100% yours. Not just that you have the right to use it. What if I'm only giving it to you? I'm renting it to you. I'm lending it to you. You have a right to use it for a few hours, and then you have to give it back. So is there such a thing that Mashiach is going to be kind of there? Or should you say no, that there's no way. The only way to prevent me from backing out is Tchilas HaHishtamshus. So Tosis points out that there are Gimel Machlokes B'Dovah. There are three Shitas about this. So our Gemara is of the opinion, Kedech Shetikna Mashiach B'Lukuches, just like they made a Takana de Rabbanon. This is Rabbi Loza speaking, four lines from the bottom of the Gemara, Ein Tesem and Aleph. Rabbi Loza, the Talmud of Rabbi Yechonah, holds that Dvar Torah Mois Koinis, and Mashiach is only a Takana with the Rabbanon. So, Kederach Shetikna Mashiach B'Lukucha is, just like with the Rabbanon, they made a Takana. The Mashiach is Koinis by a Lokeach, and the deal is clinched, and the Moicha cannot back out, and the Lokeach cannot back out. Kach so too with the Rabbanon, Tikna Mashiach B'Shoimrim. It's a Takana with the Rabbanon that once the Shomer, which Shomer? Only two out of the four. Not the Shomer Chinam and the Shomer Socha. Either it's enough Hanach Lefonai, or it's a Dover Posh, nothing to clear that you need Mashiach. So when is Tiknum the Rabbanon, when is Tiknum Mashiach? By the Shoel and by the Secher, they made a Takana the Rabbanon, that if he makes a Mashiach, this prevents the Maskir or the Mashiel from backing out. So that's one sheet. Our Gemara is one sheet, the Rabbloz is sheet. Then the Gemara says there in Bav Metzia, Daf Tosis quotes, the bottom Tosis quotes from the Gemara Bav Metzia, Daf Tzadik Ches, Daf Tzadik Des, that this is in disagreement with the other opinion. The other opinion is that Bika Hamashul Kardam Lachavero, if I lend a Kardam is a what? A hatchet, a sword to someone else. Bika Bo, if he started to use it, Kino, Lo Bika Bo, Lo Kino. The Tchilas HaHishtamshus constitutes the Kinyan, and it's not shaykh to make Mashiach and Hagbo. Mashiach and Hagbo is only shaykh. Let's say I want to get married. So the Rishonim say, Kicha, Kicha, Mestefer means any Kinyan ever works anyway, works over here. So they ask a new, do Mashiach, do Hagbo, pick up the girl and become a Kiddushin. Kika Chishisha, he picks her up, he does Mashiach, ties her up, and he pulls her. Yeah. So can he be kind? So the Rajbi says, no. He says, Mashiach and Agbo is only good if you coin the object that it belongs to you. He doesn't own his wife in Dini Mominus. She's an Eshes Ish. There's a marital relationship. He doesn't possess her. So the same over here. There's the opinion there in Baba Metzia holds, Amashul Kardim Lachaveiro, Bika Bal Kanola, Bika Balo Kano. If you do Tchilas HaHishtamshus, then the Sharla, the Secher is coin that the Mashal Amaske can't back out. But Mashiach and Agbo doesn't work. He's not coin the Gufa Dova. He's only coin the Schusei Tashmish. So the Hagbam Mashiach doesn't work. Just like Hagbam Mashiach doesn't work by marriage, you can't be kind of a wife like that because the wife doesn't belong to the husband. It's not Kishor V'chamor, so over here also it doesn't work. And then the third sheet, Tais points out, Gimel Machlekes B'Dover. Le Reb Lozer and Agimor, it's Tikna Mashiach B'Sharmim. It's a takana de rabbanon. Rav Huna says lo tikna b'shich b'sharmim b'kabalkano lo b'kabalokano. And the third shita Tosfos claims like that. And the third shita is pliga de rabbami. Rabbami holds that mishicha is kaina min atoira. It's not tikna b'shicha. Kedach she tikna b'shicha b'sharmim. Kedach she tikna b'shicha b'lekuchas. Kach tikna mishicha b'shaimrim. So Tosfos takes it literally. Tikna means it's a takana de rabbanon. So the opinion in our Gemara, Rabbi Loza's opinion, he's a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, that by the two shomrim, by the shoyl in the socher, there's a takonim of the rabbanon that mishicha works. But Natar, it shouldn't work. It doesn't make any sense. It shouldn't work. But the rabbanon, it works. And then Tosfos claims the third sheet is Rabbami, that it works min HaTorah, not min the Rabbanon. Why does it work min HaTorah? Why does it work min HaTorah? If Rabbi Yechon holds that the Torah moist kindness. So by a shoyal, I understand why. Tosfos says, whenever you give him Atana, so Mishich and Agba works min HaTorah. That was Machlokes Tosfos in the Ramban. So by a shoyal, he doesn't pay any money. He's borrowing. So I can understand why it works min HaTorah. Why is by a Secher, he does pay money. Why don't you say that the Secher is only kind if he pays the money? He's not mechuyev to pay. When I rent the car, I rent an apartment, I'm only mechuyev mikradin, I'm only mechuyev to pay at the end, after the whole Hishtamshus is all over. So even though there is money to pay, but I'm not mechuyev to pay. When I buy an automobile, so he's supposed to pay right away. He's supposed to pay right away. So then you say, Dvar Torah Mois Kainas. And if he doesn't pay right away, he wants to be kind of Mishich, and Mishich is only with the Rabban. But over here, Schir is Einim Shtav Emesel Lebesof. You're not Mechuyev to pay right away. You only have to pay after the Gemara Hishtamshus. So it's at the Tchilas Hishtamshus is considered like a Matana. There's nothing to pay at the Tchilas. Nothing to pay. So then it should be kind of in our Torah. Then it should be kind of in our Torah. So that's where Rabbami, that's what Tosfos claims within Rabbami. That Hamashal Kardam Lachaver, if I lend it to someone else, or I rent it to someone else, that is kind of a Mashicha min HaTorah. It's not that it's kind of Rabban. How does Tosfos know? The Gemara says there that the other two opinions disagree with each other. That one holds that Bika Bokano La Bika Balokano, Tchidus HaYishtamshus. And Agmara Blaza holds that even before the Tchidus HaYishtamshus, Mashicha. Tikna Mashicha B'Shemim. How does Tosfos know that there's a third sheet to there, Rabbami, who holds the same as Rab Lozer, but he disagrees, he holds that it works Menater. How do they know that he holds that it works Menater? Maybe he holds that it's only Medir Rabbanan. So this is Tosfos Ashtikol Torah, the last two lines in Tosfos. But Pliga de Rabbami, the road come to but Pliga de Rabbami, Tosfos said, Gimel Machlaikis Bedover. Where do you say Gimel Machlaikis? The Gemara Mabazi only has two sheetas. Where the Bikabal cannot look, Bikabal look, cannot Chidus Aishtamshus. Or the Kenya Mashiach. So Tosfos came up with an Einfall. There's another Machlek is those who hold that Mashiach works. Is it Tikna Mashiach B'Shaimim? Is it a Takana de Rabban? Or does it work Menater? Rabbami holds that it works Menater. How do you know? Because he says, Amashol Kardim Shol Hegdish Lachaveiro Moal Vachaver Mutal Levakiabo Lechatchila. He says, the din is if you make Milov, Hoitzot Yotzel Lechulim. If you do Milov, Hano, Tosfos Sheet is not Yotzel Lechulim. If you do Milov, Hoitzot, is Yotzei L'chulin. So the Gemara says there, if I lend you a hatchet that you have the right to use it, you didn't begin to use it yet. You didn't begin to use it yet. From the minute that I lent it to you, I thought it was mine and I'm lending you. It turns out that it's Hegdish's and I'm lending. So that's Mila Shel Hoitzah. So the Gemara says, the minute that I gave it to you, Chaver Muta L'Vakeh B'Olachatchil, even if you realize now that it's Hegdish, you're allowed to use it because it's Yotzei L'chulin, like Dei Me'ilah. So Tosfos says, if the whole din is only tiknu, if Rabbami over there would agree 100% with our Gemara that tiknu b'shicha b'sham, it's only takana de rabbanon. So it comes out that it's the takana de rabbanon is maybe the dekula that is mutal v'akeh bo l'chatchila. Tosfos says it's inconceivable. You can't have all the din of the rabbanon. They have a right to make chumris. Mishmartim es mishmarti asu mishmaris l'mishmarti. The rabbanon have a right to make chumris. Have a right to make also takonis in the area of din imamunis based on hefke bezne hefke, but usually they make takonis lechumra, make a shmartemis mishmati or some mishmaris and mishmati. So when they make a chumras, they don't have the ability to make a chumra that's mevia le dekula. They can't be mekel on a din deraisa. They're only authorized to make chumras, not to make kulas. So Tosfos assumes over here that just like when they're making chumras, they can't make a chumer dosa the day kula. So to when they're making a hefker bez nehefker in the area of dinim amanas, they can't make a hefker bez nehefker that's going to be maybe the day kula. Why not? That was what we spoke about originally. The machlokes is the ksois and the nesidus, but the beis yosef about hefker bez nehefker. So the beis yosef said, and the ksois went along with that, whenever you make a hefker bez nehefker after the institute, it works men atorah. Hefker bez nehefker is learned that from psukim. It works men atorah. So once it works men atorah, works bein lahakol bein lahachmer. And the nesivah said just a minute, hefker bez nehefker works men atorah lahafkir, but lahaknes lacher, and that hefker bez nehefker is only with the rabbon. So the tesis is beferish like the nesivah. The last two lines in tesis. Tesis says there are gimel machlekes bedov. There are three shitas. Where did they say there are three shitas? There are two shitas. The Gemara from Abnasiya, there are two shittas. What do you say? Tikkun Mashiach b'Sharmim by the Shoyl and the Secher. Once he makes a kinyan Mashiach, the Mashal Maski cannot back out. Or Loi Tikkun Mashiach b'Sharmim and Tchilas Hamalacha is Kona. Bika Balkano, Lo Bika Balkano. Where do they see there's a third sheet? So this is their shtikul Torah. They claim Gimel Machlek. Gemara doesn't say. That's what Tosfos says. Gimel Machlek is Bedov. But the third sheet is that Mashiach works, but it works Menat Torah. He holds Tikkun. It's only Takkona de Rabbanon. Because Dvar Torah Mois Kindness. And Mashiach doesn't work Menat Torah. And the other Mandama holds no, that it works Menat Torah. Why does it work Menat Torah? So we explain why. Whenever there's no money to be paid, like by Matana, then Tosfos Shita is that you kind of Menat Torah be Mashiach Bahagbo. So Tosfos Lushitasim, we understand very well. We don't understand why it should be Tikkun. Our Gemara's problem, why is it Tikkun? It should work Menatar. So Rabbami makes sense that it works Menatar. Where does Tosfos see in Rabbami that it works Menatar? Because he said the three lines from the bottom. I thought it was mine, I lend it to you, that it turns out it was Hegdish. V'chaver Moal. So by my giving an Amal. V'chaver Mutal Levakeh Bo Lachatchila. Mashman Desav Dekar Medar Raisa. Why the Ima Rabbanon? If you hold that Mashiach is only Kar Medar Rabbanon, Tiknu Mashiach B'Shamer. Umoal, so because of the Kenyan the Rabbanon, there's Mila Mishum the Rabbanon and the Yochel Achzabo. Yeah, then it comes out that it's a Chumah Dosa the Dekula Chaver Mutal Vakeh Bo Lachatchila. How can it be? So from the fact that it's Mutal Vakeh Lachatchila shows that it's Kaina Menatar. How does it show it's Kaina Menatar? It's based on Hefke Bez Nehefke. Hefke Bez Nehefke works Menatar. So you see that Taisa holds like that in the sea, because Hefke Bez Nehefke doesn't work Lahaknas Lacherim. It only works with the Rabban Lahaknas Lachem. And only on the level of the Raisa Hefkebaz Nefke is only Lahafkir. To declare ownerless, to give it over that now it belongs to the Shoyl and to the Seicher, that the Mashal can't back out, that's only with the Rabban. That would only be with the Rabban. So you see that he holds that the Mashiach and the Hagbo work Minatorah by the Mashal and the Maske. That's Taisa Shtikul Torah. And is what the Dingzach? Yeah. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber quotes these two opinions. Does the Shamachinam become Chai be Pshia? Does the Shamasach become Chai be Gnei Vaveide? Or does the Shul become Chai be Yonsen right away when he says Harach Lefonai and the Bailam walks away? That's enough. That's Yesh Omri. And the main opinion, that's the second Yeshua. And the main opinion is, like our Tosa says, like the Rambam says, that you need Mashiach B'Shomrim. The Shamachinam doesn't become a Shamachinam unless he makes a Hagbo and a Mashiach. The Shamasocha doesn't become Chayib B'Gnei V'Aveda unless he makes a Kinyan. So that's a big machlekes, what the din is. In order for the basic Chayib, was Tikna Mashiach M'Shem only goes on the two, on the Shoyl and the Secher about backing out. Yeah, we were bothered with the question, why is it Tikkun? Why doesn't it work Menatar? We explained Rabbami Shita so well, he didn't understand why is Tikkun? Why shouldn't it work Menatar? So we gave an explanation. We said, just like the Rashba says in the beginning of Kiddushin, whatever is kind of beyond is kind of kan by Kiddushin. So he says, so pick up the girl, do hakbo on the girl and be kind of Kiddushin. So he says, no, you're not kind of the goof. You're not kind of the goof. Ishus is a relationship. He doesn't own his wife. So the same over here. The Shoyal or the Secher is going to pick up, he's going to do a Hagbah Mashiach, he's going to do Achnos of the Mashiach, he just has Chusei Tashmish. He can't be Koine. He can't be Koine. So that's probably the Biur in our opinion, in our Gemara. Why is Tikkun Mashiach B'Luk? Why is Tikkun Mashiach B'Sharm? It's only Takana the Rabban. On the level of the Reis, it doesn't work. Why? but there's no money to pay. Isn't Rabbami right that it works Menatera? So we explain, it's like the Rashba in Kiddushin, that it's not Shaykh. It's not Shaykh. That's where Rabbi Feinstein used to quote that Ritvo. The Ritvo is in Kiddushin and Dobre Tzia. He says, Tiknu, because on the level of the Raisi, he claims there's no way to be Koina at all. There's no way for the Shoyl or the Secher to be Koina, the Pikodon, to prevent the Mashal or the Maska from backing out. Even Tchilas HaMelocha, the Ritvo seems to hold, doesn't work, doesn't exist Menatar. The other opinion in Gemara is Tchilas HaMelocha is a Kenyan, when he starts to use it. And the first opinion is Tikno, it's only Takana de Rabbanon. On the level of the Raisa, there's no way to make a Kenyan at all, because he's only going to own Tchusei Tashmash, not going to own the Bien itself. So he doesn't have a Kenyan in it. So no Kenyanim and the Guf Adobu would work at all. Okay. I forgot all about it. This Sunday I have to be out of town. Anybody be in Miami can listen to my drasha. I'm coming back in speaking on Sunday night in Mount Sinai for the singles. About should you go out with girls that don't plan to go on Aliyah? If you do plan to go on Aliyah, can you leave your wife behind? Yeah. So, it was invited. Next normal shiur will be on Monday morning. Okay.